Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we are, hour three of Sports Talk. Good to have you aboard. Scott Alexander at Master Control. Taking your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text lines at 504-260-1870. I'm Christian Garrick here with you until 7 o'clock tonight, the Jay Johnson Show, LSU Baseball, coming up at 7 o'clock. We have the skipper right now here on Sports Talk after his LSU Tigers swept Mississippi State in Duty Noble Field. Coach Johnson, thanks for the time, and, hey, congratulations on the sweep.
Thank you. Good to be on with you guys.
I don't want to take away, Jay, from the offensive numbers that you guys put out, in particular game three of the sweep, but, man, I thought your bullpen was probably the story of this weekend. Would you agree with that?
No question about it. I think, just kind of looking over it, 27 innings pitched, 14 of them were from the bullpen, and we only gave up two runs, and those two runs came when we had an 8-run lead. So I don't know that those guys could have done much of a better job this weekend.
What is it about Duty Noble Field that LSU continues to win there? Mississippi State hasn't beaten LSU in a series in over 20 years at Duty Noble, or in Starkville at least.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, actually. I know I like it. Won the 2016 Super Regional there and went 3-0 this weekend. So I think just this weekend it was about our players. Friday night, tough game. It was hard getting anything going offensively, but we're down to our last strike with nobody on base and mounted a rally. You know, Hayden Travinsky with a big walk. Josh Stevenson, pinch hit, got hit by a pitch. We got some fortune with a wild pitch, and then Trey Morgan did what Trey does and hit a line drive up the middle to take the lead, and then Dylan Cruz homered. So really good set of at-bats there. I think Saturday was another team effort, big home run by Jacob Berry, big home run by Jordan Thompson, and then, as you mentioned, the bullpen. I mean, those guys just came in and were lights out in really pressure-packed situations. And then Sunday was just a real complete game. Good starting pitching, good pen, great defense, great offense. So proud of how the team played this weekend.
Jay, what do one-run wins do for baseball teams, in particular in the SEC? You guys won game two, 4-3. What does that do to the psyche of a baseball team to be able to win a one-run game?
I think it's a big deal. And, you know, it's funny. The very first meeting of the year when I met with the team together for the first time, we actually talked about this topic. And I promised them that we would put them in the best position to win those close games. And I think we won our first three on the year, and then we lost a couple, and then it was good to get that one. But, you know, two of our SEC wins are one-run wins, and I'm proud of how our team's played in close games for the most part. And I think it does a lot for confidence. It's something we talked about from day one, that the fundamentals are going to do it, a good bullpen's going to do it, and timely hitting's going to do it. And Saturday's game, we got a little of all three of those things.
Are your legs tired? Because you made a lot of trips to the mound this weekend.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, we don't just do stuff to do stuff. Everything very, very thought out. And there's a reason behind all of it. I don't think it made the fans there too happy. It didn't seem like. But just proud of the way those guys competed. And sometimes you're just going out there to let the guy catch his breath. Sometimes we're talking about how we want to pitch to the guy. And sometimes we're, you know, making a change, you know, based on a matchup or what we feel like's best to do. And, you know, I think I was just really proud with, you know, each time we had to go make a visit or make a change, how each pitcher responded. They were pretty much flawless in those spots, and it was great to see.
Yeah, you mentioned the fans letting you hear it, letting you have it. You probably didn't hear it or didn't care. Is that right? You were going to do your thing. And a lot of coaches, they start hearing that, and then the umpire comes out, and, hey, coach, we got to wrap this up. What are you doing? And you kind of just methodically stayed about your plan.
Yeah, well, I definitely heard it, but I also didn't care. So it's a little bit of both of those things. That, you know, we're trying to do what we need to do to win. They have a great home field advantage there. They got a great crowd. They're into it. It's the way college baseball should be in my mind. They support their team. And, yeah, it's a good environment to play in, and just really happy that we were able to come through and, you know, on all sides of the ball.
What are we through, four SEC series, Coach, I think? Four now?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, and so what did you know or what did you learn about your team for SEC series, you know, in the books or under your belt, however you want to phrase it, that you maybe didn't know headed into conference play?
Well, you know, it's a great league. I mean, it's the best college baseball league in the country, really by far. I mean, if you want to measure it, you know, as far as what it taught us about our team, you know, every team has issues, you know. Even at this juncture, I knew that our team this year would hopefully be one that got better throughout the season. I mean, this is our first year, and I like the talent on the team, but there's a big difference between being talented and having skill that you can move into a game to help your team win. And, you know, we're certainly working on a lot of things and trying to improve so we can be good in those close games. I think they've competed hard every game on the schedule. I think we're 32 games into it. And I don't think we've had that game where we did not, you know, at least, you know, show up and compete to try to win. Some of the games maybe haven't played great. But that's also the nature of baseball. Baseball is a game where you never have it. You don't, once you got it, you never have it. It's always about the play and the next game. So I've been very pleased with the competitive mindset that they're bringing on a daily basis. I've been pleased that they're continuing to push forward. You know, we're never letting a situation get too big. Any, you know, bad play or bad loss, you know, carry over to the next one. And that's a good sign, you know, because not all teams can do that. Not all players can do that. So if we can be steady, stay focused on the task at hand of improving and competing, then I think we have some good days ahead of us, and I'm excited to see our players continue to do that.
LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson here on the Tigers, on the heels of the Tigers sweeping Mississippi State on the road. Josh Pearson yesterday, no problem, Coach. I'll hit you two long balls and drive in five.
Yeah, that was awesome. I'm very happy for Josh. He is a great hitter. This is not a surprise to me. We have a lot of good players in our program right now on the position player side of it. Outfield certainly has been crowded a little bit, but it's just kind of been time. You know, we haven't been afraid to play him. He started two games against Texas A&M, started the last game of the series against Auburn, and just kind of looking at his progression, it just kind of felt like time to stick him in there. And then had a couple good at-bats both Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday just kind of had a gut feeling it was time to move him up in the order, wanted him hitting with runners on base, and man, he sure helped me make that look like a good decision. So that was awesome and really excited for him, and hopefully he will continue to take quality at bats, and given the person he is and the competitor and the character that he has, I have no doubt that he will.
You kind of answered my next question. I was going to ask you, in a lot of these moves where you might bump a guy down or up or put a guy in that, you know, hasn't played a whole lot this season, does it go by the numbers or does it go by your gut or both?
It's both, yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of data that we have now that is helpful, but I think the game is still about people, and we try to blend both. Where is the person at, you know, mentally at this point in time, physically, and then you can blend in some of that matchup numerical stuff, and what we try to do is just kind of blend it together to make sure we get our player in the best position for success. You know, this is an example of, like, in setting the lineup the other day, you know, the pitcher we were facing, you know, likes to throw high fastballs, likes to throw it with high spin at the top of the zone and those types of things. And so you might move, you know, somebody else up in the order if they're a good high ball hitter versus somebody that's a low ball hitter, but you got to take all of it into account and think about, okay, who's going good right now and where are they at mentally? And then somewhere in the middle usually lies the answer of what you should do.
Interesting to think about. Another thing that I remember you saying pretty much from day one, about hitting is situational hitting and two-out hitting. And I think you guys have really made some big strides, in particular with guys on base, but also two-out hits and clutch hitting.
Yeah, and it's an interesting dynamic with the two-out hitting and hitting with runners on base. I mean, we got to be in the top 10 in the country in on-base percentage. And when you are, you're going to leave a few more runners on base. Like, that's just the nature of baseball. So we probably have left a lot of runners on base, but it's because generally we get more runners on base than most teams. Now, when we have hit with runners in scoring position well and moved the ball, as I call it, with runners in scoring position, along with our ability to hit some home runs and get some free passes, you know, we're going to score 10. And that's what happened on yesterday. We were able to score 13. So really good offensive game, and we look forward to seeing more of those as we go forward.
Yeah, I was going to ask you because, again, one of the first things you mentioned was quality at bats when you first got here to LSU. And that, and you even said that you know that a walking is included in that. And I don't know what it is, if it's just happenstance, but – I mean, how many more hit batsmen can you guys get? You guys get hit all the time, and I'm sure most of it's unintentional, Coach.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I mean, it's just a discipline thing, an approach thing. You know, games are going to be won and lost by free bases, and hit by pitch is a free base. So if you can add that, you know, to offense, it's a good skill to have. It's something we actually work on a little bit, and guys have done a great job with it. It filters into our hitting approach, and I'm really pleased, you know, with that number. It's the highest I've ever seen, or the highest I've ever had any team have. So I don't know if all my West Coast guys were a little soft and were getting out of the way a little too much or something. But no, they've done a good job with that, and hopefully it's something we can keep cashing in on.
You have Lamar in the midweek, and then Arkansas again on the road Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Just talk about the week upcoming for your squad.
Yeah, big week. You know, Lamar's a good team. You know, I think they're like 20-12, have a good record. Will Davis, an LSU guy, is their coach, has done a really good job there, did a really good job recruiting. I think he has a good niche for what that program needs. And, you know, that'll be a tough Tuesday game. And then on the weekend, obviously, going to Arkansas, it's Easter weekend, so we're playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Easily one of the best teams in the country, you know, one of the top five teams in the country, one of those teams that you know, I've mentioned this before with Florida. You could have thrown Mississippi State into that category, and Arkansas certainly that we're trying to catch. You know, we're trying to get back up into that top tier of the league, and it's a good opportunity to make a dent in that this weekend, and our guys are excited about it.
But you didn't mention that you guys are 7-5 in the SEC, one game out of the SEC West lead. I know coaches don't think about that stuff, but announcers and fans do, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it's good. You got to have something to talk about, right? And got to keep you guys on the air. I mean, for me, it just doesn't have anything to do with the play. So we try to stay focused. I mean, I'm sure you know our players pay attention to that and know all of that. But for me, I mean, there's 18 league games left. You know, everybody's playing everybody. Everybody we play is good. I mean, this one will be highlighted because Arkansas is a top five overall team. But whatever's coming next weekend will be just as difficult, both home or away, no matter what it says across the opponent's chest. So in this league and in baseball, there's just not any kind of gimme. So staying the course, focusing on what we can do to win is more important than kind of looking up and seeing where you're at.
Coach, you answered that exactly the way I expected you to, just because, you know, it is what it is. Hey, Riley Cooper this weekend appeared in all three games. Just talk about his efficiency. And, you know, in outings, I think he had an 8-pitch inning at one point. I think he had a 12-pitch inning. I don't have the exact numbers, but he was really efficient, and being able to pitch in all three games is rare.
Yeah, big time performance. I think it was if you weren't really paying attention, you would have missed Friday night. Not only did he get an 8-pitch inning and a zero, but because that inning went so quick, Mississippi State's closer actually was very rushed in getting ready to get in the game, and that's when we scored to go ahead in the ninth inning. So not only did we get a zero on the board, but it really affected and disrupted that guy's preparation. And even though the first two guys didn't get on, Jordan Thompson ripped one down the line just foul, and then Josh Pearson lined out center field to the warning track, and then we ensued with a walk, hit by pitch, wild pitch, and then base hit, and then home run. So that was a big contribution by Riley. And then on Saturday, you know, he was one of four relievers that came in with runners in scoring position. and was able to get us off the field with a zero. And then yesterday, you know, we were at kind of that run in the lineup where we'd been using him and he'd been effective. And then we put four runs on the board with two outs, like, really quickly. And we would have preferred not to use him, but we didn't have enough time to get the next guy ready. And he was good because he was a low pitch count and came in and filled up the zone and did a great job for us again.
Jay, I know you got to run, and I mean, I could talk to you about this all, you know, baseball all day long, but one of the things that, I don't know if you've noticed it, I'm sure you probably have if I've noticed it, but it seems like Trey Morgan, the first pitch of almost every at-bat, he's fouling off a baseball.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Trey, we have a lot of talks about this type of thing. He's actually an interesting hitter. His hand-eye coordination is so good, it almost works against him. And people think, hey, man, he should hit for more power. He has plenty of power. That's not even the issue. The issue kind of becomes, you know, is he swinging at the pitch that he can hit for an extra base hit all the time? So he'll keep improving, keep maturing, and really looking forward to seeing that. But, man, what a tough competitor. And you know, he's one of the toughest outs of anybody I've ever seen. And there's nobody else we would have rather had up at the plate in the ninth inning the other day, that's for sure.
Coach, thanks so much for the time. I know you got your show coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll air it right here. Thanks again. Congratulations on the sweep. Turn the page. And good luck against Arkansas.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right. LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson here on Sports Talk. We'll step away and come back. This is WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.